This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome to another episode in our series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray you all doing phenomenally well and making full use of the remaining moments of our blessed month, especially since we are living through blessed nights. Brothers and sisters in Islam, for today's episode, the series is Moments with Allah, so it has to be. Today's episode is about the morning and evening supplications, the morning and evening adhkar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, part and parcel of the month of Ramadan is transformation, and it's about creating new beginnings, and we've discussed this previously. One of the things, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to do in Ramadan and then continue thereafter is the morning and evening of adhkar, the morning and evening supplications. We need to learn it. We need to teach our children about it. It's so, so important, brothers and sisters in Islam, to us for many, many reasons. From them, it helps us take care of certain matters that are upon us with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like being thankful to Him for in the adhkar, our dedicated supplications pertaining to thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them is the renewal of our tawheed, for in the adhkar, we find supplications that denote the renewal of one's tawheed. Also protection, brothers and sisters in Islam, protection from jealousy, from the evil eye, from black magic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all these evils and grant cure to those who have been afflicted. The adhkar has supplications dedicated towards creating this protection, granting us the armor for the day ahead, for the night ahead. And this is important, brothers and sisters in Islam, because sometimes difficulties come to us, not from people who are jealous about us, but the evil eye transpires. Why? Because they praised us, but they didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you also didn't, or we didn't, take care of the adhkar for that day. So we don't have any armor, and they didn't create an armor with their praise or their happiness. And then the shayateen, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, use it to trouble us. So brothers and sisters in Islam, it's not just about telling people to say mashallah, say mashallah. We see this, that somebody praises us or praises our child or recognizes something special with us, and then we say mashallah, mashallah, right? That's not enough. It's about doing your adhkar. Do your adhkar, brothers and sisters in Islam. It's so important. Now, in earlier episodes, we spoke about the fortress of a believer, Hisnul Muslim. This book has all the authentic adhkar gathered together. There's an app which you can download. So have a look at this, the morning and evening adhkar. Even if you just Google the morning and evening adhkar, you will see it gathered in a place. Download it and make it your companion. Now, with regards to these adhkar, you have to do it twice in the day. Once for the morning, once for the evening. And ideally, you want to do it after Fajr. And it will last you until Asr. And then immediately after Asr, and it will last you until Fajr. But if you get delayed for one matter or the next, then you can do it up till midday, and you can do it up till midnight, as the scholars say. So there's an ideal time, and then there's a time in which it's beneficial. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, it might be difficult to do all the adhkar, especially at once, but take care of the most important ones. And as for the adhkar that state you should recite it 100 times a day, you don't have to do it there and then. You can do it throughout the day. Okay, so if you just have limited time, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening, just do the adhkar that are one in number, or three in number, or four in number, meaning you have to recite it once, or three times, or four times. There's one in which you have to recite it seven times, but it's very short. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. That's just seven times, so do that as well. But then there's some in which it states, say it 100 times, like the istighfar, like the tasbih, like the tahleel, that you can do it throughout the day and throughout the night, okay? So it doesn't have to be done immediately. So don't be afraid, because some people say, no, it's too long, and then they don't take care of any of the adhkar. Do what you can to the best of your ability, okay? And by adopting this into your life, subhanAllah, you will see great change. I promise you, brothers and sisters in Islam, you will see great change in your life, great blessings in your life. And really, these adhkar, they provide for us moments with Allah. Not just a moment, moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So moving forward, brothers and sisters in Islam, ensure that you create moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day and during the evening. How? By looking after the morning and evening supplications. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.